On this week's Trivia Night. So no one told you trivia would be this way. It's 1990 sitcoms trivia. I'll be there for you, trivia heads, like I've been there before, with an all-new episode of Trivia Night, the best trivia show on planet Earth. I am your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, setting for the 1981 sitcom Maggie, co-starring James Hampton, the dad from Teen Wolf. Man, we used to be a proper country. I've got 10 questions from CrowdPurr's Trivia Game of the Week, pulled from our extensive library that we update every week with a fresh crop of trivia games just like this one. Whether you're looking for sitcoms, rom-coms, intercoms, combos, common people, or chameleon, we've got something for everyone. Stick around and find out how to get started for free. Last week's bonus question, who is the only actress to win 4 Best Actress Academy Awards? Why, that would be Katharine Hepburn, darling. Frances McDormand's got 3, though, so there's still time for that record to fall. But my record of perfect segues will stand the test of time, just like so many timeless sitcom classics of the 1990s. Ooh, that's a double segue, baby! Time to gather your friends, settle up all your family matters, because we've got a full house of trivia on 1990s sitcoms. 10 questions, 10 answers. And maybe it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year, but this is definitely your game. Let's play. These questions will get a bit tougher as the game goes along, and no, I didn't forget about Caroline in the City, but I'm gonna go right down the middle with question 1. Cheers spinoff Frasier relocates the titular psychiatrist from Boston to blank. Is it A, Portland, B, Seattle, C, Chicago, or D, San Diego? Where does Frasier Crane move to on the 1990s sitcom Frasier? The correct answer is B, Seattle. He hears those blues a-calling from Seattle. Question 2. What actor and comedian played a blue-collar delivery driver on The King of Queens? Was it A, David Spade, B, Kevin James, C, Ed Helms, or D, Rob Schneider? Who was the titular King of Queens for 9 years on the CBS sitcom of the same name? And the correct answer is B, it's Kevin James. He's probably best known now for that meme where he's just looking kind of shy and sheepish. But he played delivery driver Doug Heffernan on The King of Queens for 9 years. Let's keep it going here with question 3. In which California city was the enduring TGIF sitcom Full House set? Was it A, San Diego, B, Sacramento, C, San Jose, or D, San Francisco? In which of these California cities did they wonder whatever happened to predictability on Full House? The correct answer is D. That show took place in San Francisco. Still have no clue how they afforded that property, but you know, ours is not to question why, ours is but to watch Uncle Joey and Uncle Jesse cut it out. Question 4. Reginald Vell Johnson played Chicago police officer Carl, patriarch of the blank family for 9 seasons on Family Matters. Is it A, Winslow, B, Wilson, C, Williams, or D, Watson? I'm looking for the last name of the family on Family Matters, and the correct answer is A. It was Winslow, Carl Winslow. Reginald Vell Johnson was so popular after his appearance in Die Hard that TV producers wanted to get him his own TV show. So, in a way, we've got John McClane to thank for Steve Urkel. Come out to the coast. We'll get together. Did I do that? Question 5. What was Screech Powers' actual first name on the popular Saturday morning sitcom Saved by the Bell? Was it A, Samuel, B, Stanley, C, Steven, or D, Simon? I'm looking for Screech Powers' first name on It's All Right, because I'm saved by the bell, and the correct answer is A, Samuel Screech Powers. Samuel Screech Powers is one of just two characters to appear as a series regular for the entirety of the Saved by the Bell franchise. In case you're wondering, the other one was Mark Paul Gosselaar. That's including Good Morning, Miss Bliss. All my real ones out there, you know what I'm talking about. Moving on to question six. What was Grace Adler's job on Will and Grace? Was she A, a restaurateur, B, a doctor, C, interior designer, or D, lawyer? What did Grace do for a living on Will and Grace? The correct answer is C, she was an interior designer. She had her own design company, Grace Adler Designs, on the long-running sitcom Will and Grace. Let's keep things going here with question lucky number seven. Now, question seven is going to be a reorder question. I'm going to read you the question, give you four answer options, and you just put these in the correct order that I'm looking for. So here we go with a reorder question seven. List these beloved 1990s sitcoms in the order in which they premiered. And your four shows are Friends, Seinfeld, Married with Children, and That 70s Show. Again, your shows are Friends, Seinfeld, Married with Children, and That 70s Show. Move these around on your TV schedule and tell me the order in which they premiered. And the correct order is Married with Children, Seinfeld, Friends, and That 70s Show. Married with Children premiered in 1987, Seinfeld in 1989, Friends came out in 1994, and That 70s Show closed out the decade in 1998. Keeping it going here with question eight. Oh, this is one of my favorite shows. If you've never seen this one, do yourself a favor and discover it. Here we go with my favorite show, question eight. What television veteran played an easily annoyed doctor who runs a private practice in New York on the sitcom Becker? Was it A, Tom Selleck, B, Tony Danza, C, Ted Danson, or D, Ed O'Neill? Which of these beloved TV legends played a doctor on the New York set sitcom Becker? The correct answer is C, Mr. Television himself, Ted Danson. He went from Cheers to Becker, which ran from 1998 to 2004. I'm telling you guys, it's a little gem. Seek it out. Becker for life. Question nine. We're going to mix it up here with a little 80s and 90s. On what 1980s series did William Daniels, aka Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World, voice a sentient car named Kit? Was it A, Automan, B, Knight Rider, C, Street Hawk, or D, Airwolf? On which of these shows did Mr. Feeny voice a car named Kit? And yes, these are all real shows. The correct answer is B, Knight Rider, starring Mr. David Hasselhoff. Mr. Feeny voiced Kit. Oh my goodness, I wanted Kit so bad when I was a kid. Knight Rider and Airwolf. Whew, I wanted to be pilots for both of those shows. Like Becker, seek out Knight Rider. That show rules. Now, before I drop a wicked Seinfeld keyboard solo with the last question, do you have an upcoming event or meeting you're looking to take to the top of the Nielsen Meetings rankings? Did you know you can host your own trivia game like this with CrowdPer? We've got over 1,600 original trivia games in our library, and they're loaded up with GIFs, images, videos, and so much more. Or write your own game on whatever topic you want. Add pictures, your company logo, fun facts, what have you. We've got no Urkels keeping your wins low. We've even got an AI trivia builder so you can generate new questions on any topic you want with just the push of a button. Players join in on their devices, either in person or virtually, and you kick back and relax as they vie for a spot atop our real-time rankings leaderboard. And the Free Forever Basic Plan will get you up and running quickly. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPer. All right, I warned you I was going to do it. Here it comes, Seinfeld keyboard solo. It's like you're right inside Jerry's apartment. Here's question 10. Which of these beloved 1980s actresses played the titular cartoonist on the mid-1990s sitcom Caroline in the City? Was it A, Elizabeth Shue, B, Ally Sheedy, C, Leah Thompson, or D, Molly Ringwald? Who played Caroline on mid-1990s sitcom Caroline in the City? The correct answer is C. It was Leah Thompson. She won a People's Choice Award in 1996 for her role as Manhattan cartoonist Caroline Duffy on Caroline in the City. I also had a major crush on Leah Thompson from Back to the Future days. She was one of my first childhood crushes, but then Miss Elizabeth Shue came along and that was it. Shuehead until I die. Well, we stopped wondering whatever happened to predictability a long time ago. That is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Connect with our social media on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPur, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And check out our podcast page for this week's bonus question. Lastly, do check out CrowdPur.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Tricky, and join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.